Love that song. Super Tanker and Boiler on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, if you're looking for a little pregame before the Max Inc. matinee tomorrow, check out Lou Logani and Music of the Stars. It happens across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, Lou was once named the Chicago's most tapeable radio show. It's pretty cool. It's such a great show, especially if you like show tunes. Check it out. Lou Logani, Music of the Stars, tomorrow at 7 a.m. until noon across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jimmy, the super tanker, has just docked, and I think the crew is headed to the bar. They've unloaded a shipment of Broiler. Broiler is the new album by Madison Rocker Super Tanker, performing at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday, March 17th. The four-piece band of friends is fronted by vocalist Jim Brighton and bassist Jim Johnson holds up the bottom. But tonight, guitarist Chris Pauls and drummer Wynn Sager are here in the studio to talk about their new album and the St. Paddy's Day version of the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Chris, Wynn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Super Tanker for the win.
Thanks for having us, Rocker. I will say from the onset that we are up for a Whammy Award,
yes.
But I don't think we're going to win.
Well, it doesn't matter.
No, come on. You got to be more optimistic than that.
You need help with your marketing, bro.
Oh, we definitely need help with that.
Chris, hey, when you're not playing guitar, you're a writer for like the Todd Elba Show and Cracked Magazine website. Tell us a little bit about that stuff.
Yeah, I work in digital media. I come up with dumb ideas that people seem to click on and like.
Is that where Todd gets those?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we collaborate on the insanity. Oh,
so you're taking all the credit for the Todd Alba Show is what you're saying?
Not at all. I'm saying that Todd has some really great dumb ideas too. But most of the really dumb ones are mine.
Of course, Todd could be here, heard on the Civic Media Radio Network weekdays. What is it? Noon, I believe.
Yeah, noon to two.
Noon to two, yeah.
Hey, for our listeners who are just getting acquainted with the idea of Super Tanker, tell us a little bit about your band. You know, what's your backstory?
Well, Chris and I played for a blues band for many years, Excellos, and we had a lot of fun. It was great. It kind of fizzled out after a while, and then we just all quit, and all of a sudden I get a call from a few months later, Chris, saying, hey, I'm playing with Blake, the bass player at the time, just making up some songs on our own, originals, and he's like, why don't you come down with your set and just mess around? And I'm like, all right, okay, and sure enough, I really enjoyed it. It was the first I've been in cover bands.
Now, what year was this?
I think what you're trying to say is that you're just really amazed with the quality and the brilliance of.
Well, it got there after a while. I mean, it takes a while, but it developed and it was awesome. So we fell into like one of the best singers that I've ever played with in my life, and
we did
Jim
absolutely fall.
Yes.
It's amazing how that works out sometimes where the things just fall right in the pieces or the people come in the right places.
No, we had a bunch of songs and we kind of liked what we had, but honestly, we were maybe thinking that a female vocals would be interesting because the whole idea behind the band was to have kind of a very loud, kind of big guitar sound, but vocals that weren't necessarily like metal or hard rock, but had a lot of tonality in just a flow to them in a very musical way. And what wound up happening is like we stumbled into the perfect guy in Jim Britton.
Well, so your songs came first, kind of the structure. Now, how did you find Jim?
I met him at a bar.
This is Wisconsin, so I guess that's pretty typical.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Matt Fink, sent me a couple of demos that he had done that were basically part of like commercial work that he did. And he basically, I think this is right, like was paid to sing like the guy in Steely Dan and paid to sing like Tom Petty
for
some sort of like commercial work. And he did it. And I listened to it and I was like, holy moly, like this guy is just a chameleon. And he obviously can do a bunch of different stuff. So we got to get him in here.
As long as you don't have to wear a mask, right? So a few, like the Masked Singer, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, TV, like popular culture,
I'm
Jimmy.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Thank you.
Now it's funny.
Oh, boy. A few singles were released early, but after considerable time in the studio and mixing, you guys have released a full LP, Broiler. It's very refined. It's got a big sound. Tell us how you survived that process.
When?
Well, yeah. They all have a big gulp, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, I think our experience is probably similar to a lot of bands during COVID where the ability to play live wasn't there. So we had all these ideas. We actually had the album in the can prior to COVID, but we did a lot of thinking about it during COVID and we added some vocal parts. We changed some of the guitar parts a little bit and we kind of, I think, you know, if anything, it was a bit of a blessing for us to really kind of like turn the screwdriver completely on it and get exactly what we wanted.
Now, did you guys record this like on your own or did you go to a studio to do this?
No, we did it with
Jake.
Jake down at
Paradigm.
Paradigm Studios, no longer is down on West Wash because they...
Yeah, that building's gone.
I mean, it was really interesting. It was like upstairs of a gas station.
Yeah.
What? Which was kind of freaky. Like,
just like us.
Just like, oh, wow, it's a gas station, but no. Yeah.
Well, that made it convenient for recording. Run downstairs.
It wasn't bad.
Potato chips, beer.
Supposedly more beer like on Mifflin Street during that day than they did the entire year like combined.
Hilarious.
Like a...
Wow. We got Chris, we got Wynn from Super Tanker. They're playing the Max Inc. Matinee Showcase tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Hope you can come down and join us. John and Gordy, the morning show here on WMDX. They'll be there emceeing the show, hosting, shaking your hand. This is a great time. Are you guys looking forward to this show?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, we're absolutely. We're absolutely looking forward to it. It's like what's interesting is a year ago there was a benefit show at the High Noon for a friend of ours who unfortunately passed away. His name was Bill Jackson, and he left behind, you know, kind of a young family and rocker. And Cindy Set My Hair on Fire were good enough to appear on that bill. So this is just basically that bill that a lot of people came to and had a lot of fun last year about this time, and we're just doing it again. So come down.
It's going to be a great time. The doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're out of there by 4. I love the song Boiler so much. I actually used that in the promo that we're running for the show.
I appreciate it.
So you'll get that check sometime or another. Rocker, make sure that check happens there.
Okay, Jamie, I'm on it.
What else is happening in the future for you guys?
Well, we're going to be playing down at Summerfest, hopefully, on kind of a side stage.
The Whammy Stage.
The Whammy stage.
Guitar for Vet Stage.
Yeah.
That's the side stage I think you referred to.
Thanks, Rocker.
Yeah. Thanks for telling us where we're going to play.
yeah, absolutely. And we're also going to probably be going in the studio soon to do a couple singles. I don't know that we're going to like crank up another full-length album anytime real soon, but we are going to like keep recording. We're going to keep bringing new stuff out there and maybe we'll collect those into an album.
I like it when bands release singles as opposed to like a full-length album.
Seems to be the kind of the thing these days.
Well, it keeps you relevant, you know, it keeps the fans engaged in what you're doing, especially if you really know how to get it out there to
people. I think we were just of such an era that like when we started doing this, we're like, we're going to make an album because we like albums.
Well, that's the dream, right?
Yeah.
Well, an album is like a collection of singles, right?
Yeah. Well, hopefully. There's not any like network time killers in there.
In the old days, right, you put out a 45 with an A and a B side, and those was a single. And then once you had, you know, then they said, hey, let's put together a bunch of those.
All the people in the listening audience tonight, that Broiler is just full of singles. You should listen to
just it. Any plans, real quick here, we're just under a minute here. Any plans for a video, releasing any type of videos or vinyl?
Vinyl is definitely going to happen.
You guys would rock the vinyl.
Yeah. We're looking into that right now. There's
Waxy Poodle right here in Madison.
Yep.
Definitely. And we're going to have a vinyl pressing of Broiler for sure.
That's awesome. Chris, Wynn, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Really appreciate you. Looking forward to the Max Inc. Matinee Showcase happening tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Once again, the doors open at noon. Your show starts at 1, and you're going to be out of there at 4 o'clock and get home in time for Sunday supper. I love this next song we're going to play.
I absolutely love the song. You. Real quick, give me the elevator pitch for Internet Declaration of Love.
Man, Jimmy, like, this is where I just sound like that guy. Uh-huh. Basically, it was an idea that I had about people on the internet that maybe kind of overshare about how much they love their significant other or whatever. And I'm just like, why do I need to know about this?
You're that guy.
Go ahead. Get it out there.
Super Tanker. Thanks, guys. Appreciate Thank you. Here's their song, Internet Declaration of Love. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.